Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your latest Veteran Talk episode. Today's subject is about the ongoing frustration with our stimulus checks not being issued by the Treasury Department. For those who have already been a recipient to the third round payment of up to a $400 deposited into your bank account or received a paper check or debit MasterCard, you are the proud and very few, and I know it came at a time of your most need. However, there are plenty of us veterans and those who are on Social Security recipients of disability like SSDI and SSI, as well as retirement benefits, who still hasn't received their stimulus check from the third round. I am in that bracket with you. I know you've heard what I've heard from different news sources, social medias, word of mouth by friends, co-workers, that it's the IRS's fault, it's the Social Security Administration's fault. No one wants to own up to the truth. And that truth is this, that our government failed us. And the shame of it all is that it's not being acknowledged, just pushed over for another news story to revert our attention to other newsworthy events. But it only makes us more furious, hurt, and even so depressed that not only any government official will recognize on camera that this is a problematic issue, but demand answers to when we are given a real, actual date of when our stimulus check will be coming. Now, technically, it's Biden's fault, I do presume. Why blame him? Well, I'm glad you ask. This fiasco happened because although President Biden wanted to help all Americans to obtain a stimulus check, he made a compromise within the structure of the bill to appease the Republicans in the Senate in order to pass the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan bill. At that point, the annual salary to qualify was changed. The earned income credit was changed, paving the way for more lower or no income people to file for back stimulus checks under former President Trump. Under Trump and previous former presidents who signed stimulus bills in the past, your check was further protected from debt collectors. Now it's not, and anyone you owed money to can now latch and grab your check without your awareness or permission. And that's a major problem if you were looking to receive it, but found out another collection agency took it, or that your local child support agency snatched it before you could dream about spending it. So without that provisional line in the bill protecting your stimulus money from these agencies and or companies, you're subject to be garnished without notice. Still, the question remains, when will I get my stimulus check? I want to give you an honest answer, but not a palatable one. My answer is simply, don't wait around or plan what to do with it until it actually shows up in your account or mailbox. The government has told you two dates. He told us two dates, March 17th and March 22nd. And as sure as these dates have passed in the wind, the words of federal government are nothing to be believed. Just go about your daily business, and when the guys at the SSA, Social Security Administration, and the IRS, and the Veterans Administration gets their act together, certainly it will be in the news once again. It's not worth the aggregation, frustration, or anger. It's a shame that nearly every news station you'll see or hear about some person on SSDI or a veteran representative being interviewed tell their story of how they feel helpless and hurt that they haven't received their stimulus check, or how painful and neglected they feel that others got theirs and wonder if they'll be next in line to receive. Now, quote unquote, the others being referred to as those taxpayers who got their third round stimulus check. See, I don't have a problem with them receiving theirs. I used to be a taxpayer myself, same as you, before getting disability compensation from the VA. Plus, our benefits do not come from the taxpayers' money, but a budget as a part of the Veterans Administration, an entity of the federal government. No finances come out of our working check for this, unlike workers' compensation or Social Security insurances, where your dollars and cents are withdrawn from every paycheck for that specific purpose and reason. What I do have a problem with is when the government drops the ball, not addressing the issue nor providing a resolution. I feel like many of you, hurt, betrayed, let down, annoyed, flabbergasted, disappointed, angry, overlooked, frustrated, and more because we were quote-unquote mishandled in the batch distribution. But clearly, there's nothing we can do or say to move this mountain of disregard from our American government system. I have noticed that instead of our newly minted elected President Joe Biden hasn't said two words after knowing of our outcry, any kind words that he's aware of our dilemma, and is speaking to those involved to remedy this situation. He's out promoting another $1 trillion bill for something else and pushing the vaccine distribution, trying to one up his promise to vaccinate 1 million people before his first 100 days of office. Unreal. Now, don't get me wrong. He's a much better president than Donald Trump was, only because he served as a senator for decades and he knows the ins and outs of federal life in Congress. And he portrays himself as, quote unquote, the people's president, much like Diana, Princess Diana effect. Okay? But what I'm saying is follow up and make sure things get all the way done, or allow someone to micromanage political affairs afterwards. It just seems like we're screaming, crying out loud, and no particular body cares. It's worse than saying somebody saying, oh, we'll get back to you, and never do. Call the IRS. They'll tell you to go to a website to check your refund. And behold, it doesn't truly work. Call the SSA and they'll tell you if you're calling about the refund, call the IRS. And if you call the VA call center, no one says a word about a refund, like it doesn't exist at all. Business as usual. So where are we supposed to get authentic, real information when so many voices of public reasoning is failing us? This is why I'm saying just don't do anything. Let your life go on as though you never heard of it. I'm serious. Let it be a surprise whenever it gets to you. It's not worth you getting upset over things that are beyond your control. Mm-hmm. When it comes, breathe a sigh of relief and spend happily. Otherwise, life goes on. As they say, good things come to those who wait. Now, as a sidebar, please don't wait until I die or become comatose, though. Okay? Thank you. Hopefully, with enough tug of war within the two warring governmental forces, we shall all finally obtain the victory. Hopefully, after this episode, the stalemate will be over and we shall have our checks to us. Hang in there, my dear veterans. You know how the system is by now. I knew it came as a shock, but we're going to get ours. Don't put your confidence, trust, or faith in the system, but look up beyond, because greater things are going to be for you, for your patients. So with that in mind, this wraps up the episode for today. I just wanted to give you all a word of encouragement and my opinion, of course, that's also shared with you about what's going on with our stimulus checks. Okay, so until next time, I'll talk to you then. This is Priscilla Jones from Veterans Talk.
Yay!